Welcome to Score Business Points, the program that provides information to help small businesses get started, prosper, and grow. A certified mentor with New Jersey's Southeast chapter of Score, here's your host, Michael Pappas.
Welcome to another edition of Score Business Points. As the announcer said, I am your host, Michael Pappas. Most small business owners aren't accountants or bookkeepers by trade, but learning the nuts and bolts of accounting is essential no matter your background. Still, small business accounting can be a challenge for leaders without a financial background. Business finances may not be the thing that gets you out of bed in the morning, but it's an important part of your small business success. Most small business owners don't feel entirely confident when it comes to things like managing business finances or business accounting, and that's okay. Managing your finances shouldn't take away from the reason you started your business in the first place, to follow your dreams and fulfill your passions. Whether you enjoy it or not, managing your finances is part of running a business, a big part. Understanding your business finances helps you keep tabs on your profits, losses, and inventory. Generating and analyzing financial reports helps you keep a close eye on your cash flow, file your taxes correctly, and measure your business's overall financial health. These numbers help you secure investors, make smarter business decisions, and discover new ways to grow your business. As your business grows, you might opt to hire an accountant or bookkeeper to take these financial tasks off your plate. But whether you're trying a DIY approach or investing in the help of a professional, it's important to understand these small business accounting tips to keep your business running. After graduating from high school, I was unsure of what path to take, work or college. Since I was unsure of what to do, I went to work. It took me a few years, but I finally decided that my future lay in learning accounting and computers. I received a degree in accounting and computer science. Back then, it was called electronic data processing. I spent the remainder of my business life in the accounting operations of several large securities brokerage firms. So I know a little bit about accounting and finance. What I'd like to do over the remaining time is pass along some information about accounting and accounting terms with which every small business owner should become familiar. I'll begin with accounting and some concepts and then move on to accounting terms. First, what is small business accounting? Accounting involves recording, classifying, reporting, and summarizing financial transactions. The goal of small business accounting is to provide financial information about the business to its stakeholders and regulators and for tax purposes. You can also use this information internally to decide how to allocate resources and manage risks. A good small business accounting system can also enable you to keep your business running efficiently and profitably. Small business accounting tracks the money that flows in and out of your business accounts, including purchases, sales, liabilities, and payments. It's a massive topic, but for small businesses, it essentially boils down to bookkeeping, in other words, recording financial transactions, creating financial reports, and filing tax returns. Accounting helps small business owners gauge the health and value of the company to make better decisions about short and long-term success. To make sure you are following good accounting principles, you need to do the following. 1. Establish a legal structure. Businesses can take on different legal structures, which can affect how they are taxed, as well as the legal protections and obligations. There's a sole proprietorship. It is an unincorporated business that a single person owns. Sole proprietors are liable for anything the business owes. Then there is a partnership, a business in which two or more people share ownership and responsibilities. Then there's a limited liability company, or an LLC. It is an incorporated business owned by one or more people who are not liable for the business's debts. The last is the corporation, a business structure that is considered separate from its owners. It can own assets and incur debts. An accountant and/or tax attorney may be able to advise you on which legal structure is best for your business, depending on its size, complexity, number of founders, and other factors. Then second, separate your business and personal expenses. One of the first steps a small business should take is opening a business bank account. This is done by obtaining an employer identification number, or EIN. Sole proprietors can use their social security number. Business bank accounts offer several advantages over personal ones, including making it easier to track and substantiate business expenses to take advantage of tax deductions. offering personal liability protection by keeping business funds separate from personal funds, providing the option of a line of credit that a company can use to cover cash gaps. Businesses should open a checking account, savings account, credit card account, and merchant services account, which allows the company to accept credit and debit card transactions from customers. 3. Choose an accounting method. Two main ways of recording and reporting financial transactions in accounting are available to you. They are a cash basis accounting. This method records transactions only when cash changes hands. This means your revenue is recognized when it is received and expenses are only recognized when paid. However, it can give a distorted picture of a company's financial health with its limited insight on income and expenses. And then there's the accrual basis accounting. In this method, your revenue is recognized when the transaction occurs, regardless of when the money arrives. Expenses get reported when they happen, even if the money goes out earlier or later. This method gives a more accurate picture of your company's financial situation, but it can be more challenging to track and manage. 4. Get bookkeeping software and possibly a bookkeeper. Bookkeeping is the organized process of tracking all income and expenses. It's a critical component of financial management that ensures business owners have the information they need to make sound business decisions. For many small business owners, accounting is not among their skill sets. Hiring a person dedicated to the task or, for smaller businesses, outsourcing the function is often a wise investment. Accounting software automates bookkeeping processes that are time-consuming and error-prone if completed manually, and makes it easier to find all of that information to complete financial statements. Small businesses are finding a lot of success with cloud-based accounting software in particular. More than half of U.S. respondents surveyed by Robert Half reported their companies use either some or only cloud-based solutions for accounting and finance. 5. Develop a budget. One of the first steps in creating a business plan is coming up with revenue projections and a list of anticipated expenditures. Once you have this done, you can then compare the budget to actual expenses and revenues. A study by the Financial Reserve Banks of Chicago and San Francisco reported that more than 60% of businesses with excellent financial health always built a budget and subsequently started a separate bank account for payroll. Less than 5% of businesses with poor financial health engaged in these two financial planning and management practices. 6. Keep the books up to date. Without keeping the books current, owners and employees don't have a clear picture of the company's financial state. Automating receipt and invoice capture is one way to ensure the books are always up to date. Another important step is to link bank accounts with your accounting software. Some accounting systems offer a plugin that will pull down information from your bank account and automatically retrieve daily bank transactions and statement files. The business can define the matching rules in their system to reconcile the statements, which makes the reconciliation process much easier. Some accounting software offers a direct integration to banks, so the business owner can manage and complete all banking tasks in the accounting system without also logging into their bank account portal. 7. Optimize accounts payable terms and invoicing. To hold on to cash longer, take advantage of credit terms from key suppliers. Pay bills on a schedule that maximizes your cash flow. When possible, pay early with vendors that offer a discount for doing so. To ensure steady cash flow, do everything possible to encourage on-time payment from customers. That could include offering discounts for early payments, running credit checks on potential customers before doing business with them, and, when necessary, revoking credit terms. Accounting software that can automate invoice processes by automatically sending out bills and follow-up reminders can also help prevent outstanding invoices from piling up. 8. Separate accounting functions. Public companies must follow regulations that require controls to ensure segregation of duties. Small businesses are more likely to have a single person handling many accounting functions. This creates an environment that introduces risk of accounting fraud. However, owners can minimize this risk by putting some simple controls in place. One effective control is to ensure the same person who cuts the checks doesn't sign the checks and reconcile the bank statements. 9. Keep an eye on certain high-cost expenses. Labor costs are the largest expense for most small businesses, and inventory is often another. To reduce labor expenses, some small businesses outsource their work to contractors that bill on an hourly rate. This can be cheaper because the contractors may not need 40 hours a week to complete their work, and they don't require benefits. Time tracking software can help leaders understand how much certain tasks are costing the business, enabling the business to better budget and find ways to control these expenses. Companies can offer lower inventory costs by tracking inventory carrying costs, inventory turnover ratio, amount lost to obsolete inventory, and other key metrics. 10. Plan for major investments. By consistently tracking expenses and revenues, the business can identify the best time for large investments and establish the credit it may need to cover the cost. Business credit cards can help an organization establish a credit history. This can help its chances at qualifying for financing and optimal financing terms, including lines of credit and loans when it needs more capital. Securing these funding sources are important to a company's overall financial health. Per the Financial Reserve study, 45% of businesses with excellent financial health receive loans or credit cards from a bank, compared to just 3% of companies with poor or below average financial health. Additionally, credit cards offer perks for the business such as business rewards or travel rewards. 11. Carefully monitor tax preparation. The IRS generally requires that sole proprietors, partners, and S-corporation shareholders make estimated tax payments if they expect to owe taxes of $1,000 or more when their return is filed. There are specific employment tax records you must keep. These are detailed in the IRS guides on Record Keeping for Employers and Employer's Tax Guide. The IRS provides worksheets in Form 1040 ES, Estimated Tax for Individuals, or Form 1120 W, Estimated Tax for Corporations, that help calculate estimated tax. Businesses should also check the IRS tax calendar. The tax calendar includes due dates and actions for every month. A business can sign up for email reminders. 12. Seek professional tax preparation guidance. The National Small Business Association, the NSBA, says that 1 in 3 small businesses report spending more than 40 hours each year on federal taxes. It's not surprising, then, that roughly 2/3 of small businesses pay an external tax professional or accountant to handle their taxes. There are even more benefits here for sole proprietors, as the cost of hiring someone to prepare your business tax returns is deductible. 13. Ensure inventory data is accurate. To prepare financial statements, the business needs accurate inventory data. It must calculate the cost of goods sold for the income statement and the value of inventory on hand for the balance sheet. Physical inventory is tracked either by manually counting items on a regular basis or pairing counts with an inventory management system, an IMS. An IMS can automatically adjust the numbers as sales happen, if it's integrated with the point-of-sale system and accounting software. Inventory management software not only makes it much easier to track inventory, but the information will be more accurate. 14. Use financial statements to evaluate business performance. Logging expenses and income are the basis for generating 3 key financial statements: the income statement, the balance sheet, which shows assets, liabilities, and owner's equity, and the cash flow statement. I'll explain them in more detail a little later. You should know that all 3 statements are required by banks and investors to ensure financing or funding. 15. Generate financial projections. Financial projections help businesses estimate future income and expenses to anticipate if they need financing or should make capital expenditures. Financial forecasts help business leaders estimate cash flow and determine when to change pricing or production plans. Forecasts provide important financial information to external stakeholders when the business seeks a loan or funding, or if the business is a target of an acquisition. A company can also use these forecasts to create pro forma financial statements. Pro forma statements are projected income statements, balance sheets, and cash flow statements. Projections are based on financial modeling techniques. They provide the answers to questions that may come up from lenders, investors, or other business stakeholders. At their basic level, they provide the answer to a question like, if we lend you this money, what will you do with it, and how will you pay it back? Now that I've covered the basics of what is small business accounting and the steps you should take when starting your business to set up good financial practices, it's time to go over the three financial statements I told you about earlier. First, the balance sheet. This is a financial statement that reports all of the company's assets, liabilities, and equity. As suggested by its name, a balance sheet is really an equation which is expressed as assets equal liabilities plus equity. Next, the income statement, also known as the profit and loss statement. The income statement is the financial statement that shows the revenues, expenses, and profits over a given period. Revenue earned is shown at the top of the report, and various costs, expenses, are subtracted from it until all costs are accounted for, the result being the net income or net loss. The last statement is the cash flow statement. The cash flow statement summarizes the amount of cash and cash equivalents entering and leaving a company. It highlights a company's cash management, including how well it generates cash. This financial statement complements the balance sheet and the income statement. Let's move on to accounting terms and their definitions. The accounting language is vital because it provides a common glossary for communicating your company's finances. Here are some of the primary accounting terms. First, the two general terms are general ledger. A general ledger, or the GL, is a set of numbered accounts a business uses to keep track of its financial transactions and to prepare financial reports. It is sometimes referred to as the chart of accounts. A trial balance. A trial balance is a list of all accounts in the general ledger and their balances at a specific time. Now, here are some balance sheet terms. The balance sheet is one of the two most common financial statements produced by accountants. Here are some confusing basic accounting terms that relate to the balance sheet. Accounts payable, or AP. Accounts payable include all the expenses that a business had incurred but not yet paid. This account is recorded as a liability on the balance sheet as it is a debt owed by the company. Accounts receivable, or AR. Accounts receivable include all of the revenues, sales that a business has provided but has not yet collected payment on. This account is recorded as an asset on the balance sheet that will likely convert to cash in the short term. Accrued expense. This is an expense that has been incurred by the business but has not yet been paid. Asset. Anything a business owns that has monetary value. These are listed in order of liquidity, from cash, the most liquid, to land, least liquid. Equity. It is the portion of the business that is owned by the investors and owners. Inventory. Inventory is the term used to classify the assets that a business has purchased to sell to its customers that remain unsold. As these items are sold to customers, the inventory account will lower. Liability. This is a debt that a business has yet to pay. Common liabilities include accounts payable, payroll, and loans. Now to move on to accounting terms for the income statement. Revenue. Revenue is any money earned by the business. Cost of goods sold. Cost of goods sold are the expenses that directly relate to the creation of a product or service. Not included in this category are those costs that are needed to run the business. An example of cost of goods sold would be the cost of materials or the direct labor to provide a service. Depreciation. Depreciation is the term that accounts for the loss of value in an asset over time. Generally, an asset has to have substantial value in order to warrant depreciating it. Common assets to be depreciated are automobiles and equipment. Depreciation appears on the income statement as an expense and is often categorized as a non-cash expense, since it does not have a direct impact on the company's cash position. Expense or cost. An expense is any cost incurred by the business. Gross profit. Gross profit indicates the profitability of a company in dollars without taking overhead expenses into account. It is calculated by subtracting the cost of goods sold from revenues for the same period. net income. Net income is the dollar amount that is earned in profits. It is calculated by taking revenues and subtracting all of the expenses in a given period, including cost of goods sold, overhead, depreciation, and taxes. Of course, there are those basic accounting terms that don't pertain to a particular financial statement. An accounting period. An accounting period is designated in all financial statements, income statement, balance sheet, and cash flow statements. The period communicates the span of time that is reported in the statements. Allocation. The term allocation describes the procedure of assigning funds to various accounts or periods. For example, a cost can be allocated over multiple months, like in the case of insurance, or allocated over multiple departments, as is often done with administrative costs for companies with multiple divisions. Business or legal entity. This is the legal structure or type of a business. I covered the various types of legal structures earlier. Credit. A credit is an increase in a liability or equity account or a decrease in an asset or expense account. Debit. A debit is an increase in an asset or expense account or a decrease in a liability or equity account. Fixed cost. A fixed cost is one that does not change with the volume of sales. For example, rent and salaries won't change if a company sells more. The opposite of a fixed cost is a variable cost. Generally Accepted Accounting Principles, or GAAP. These are the rules that all accountants abide by when performing the act of accounting. These general rules were established so that it is easier to compare apples to apples when looking at a business's financial reports. Journal entry. Journal entries are how updates and changes are made to a company's books. Every journal entry must consist of a unique identifier to record the entry, a date, whether it's a debit or credit, an amount, and an account code that determines which account is altered. Liquidity. This is a term referring to how quickly something can be converted to cash. For example, stocks are more liquid than a house since you can sell stocks, turning it into cash more quickly than real estate. Overhead are those expenses that relate to running the business. They do not include expenses that make the product or deliver the service. For example, overhead often includes rent and executive salaries. Variable costs. These are costs that change with the volume of sales and are the opposite of fixed costs. Variable costs increase with more sales because they are an expense that is incurred in order to deliver the sale. For example, if a company produces a product and sells more of that product, they will require more raw material in order to meet the increase in demand. There you have the very basics of accounting for small business. By taking steps to prepare strong accounting processes from the beginning, small businesses and startups increase their likelihood of success. Studies show that the more often a small business reviews its financial numbers, the better its financial health, which should ultimately drive long-term success. As I said at the beginning of this show, bookkeeping and accounting are not the passion of most small business owners, but they must frequently review these critical financial metrics to capitalize on opportunities to grow and ensure their company is not on a path to insolvency. If you would like more information about this show, or for that matter, any past Score Business Point show, you may email me at sbp@wbnj.org. That's sbp@wbnj.org. If there's any topic you'd like to hear discussed on Score Business Points, or you have a comment about this show or any past show, you may email me at the same address, sbp@wbnj.org. Are you a small business owner who has overcome a business problem? Maybe you would like to let the listeners know how you did it. If so, send me an email at sbp@wbnj.org. Again, that's sbp@wbnj.org. Or maybe you're a subject matter expert and would like to pass along your knowledge to the listeners. I may be reached at the same email address, sbp@wbnj.org. Again, it's sbp@wbnj.org. As you may be aware, SCORE provides free business mentoring and education to the small business owner or potential small business owner. The education takes the form of webinars or in-person seminars. The Southeast chapter of SCORE holds these webinars and in-person seminars throughout the year at various locations in Ocean, Atlantic, and Cape May counties. To learn more about what webinars or in-person seminars are being held, go to score.org/southeastnj. That's score.org/southeastnj, and click on Local Workshops in the top navigation. Once there, you can click on any one of the webinars or in-person seminars listed to learn more about it and how to register. That's all the time I have for today. Tune in next week for more SCORE Business Points. This is your host, Michael Pappas, saying, so long until then.
For those who may not be familiar with SCORE, SCORE is a nonprofit association dedicated to helping small businesses get off the ground, grow, and achieve their goals through education and mentorship. They've been doing this for over 50 years because their work is supported by the U.S. Small Business Administration, the SBA. And thanks to a network of 11,000 plus volunteers, they're able to deliver their services at no charge or very low cost. For more information on how you and your business can benefit from a mentorship from SCORE, you can visit score.org/southeastnj. That's score.org/southeastnj. If you've missed any part of today's broadcast, you can catch an instant replay at wbnj.org. SCORE Business Points is a production of the New Jersey Southeast Chapter of SCORE and 91.9 WBNJ.